So, hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Business Holics podcast. Today we're going to be talking about something that a lot of YouTubers I see in the SMMA space are making videos on right now. And that is it possible to start a social media marketing agency with no money? And the short answer is yes, but it's just so much more tedious because you have to rely on yourself. You're doing everything manually and there's no one in your back corner. Like, you have to learn all the aspects of service delivery. You have to do all the outreach on your own. You have to manually go in and follow up with all the prospective clients you reach out to by yourself. And all of these things, they just keep adding up. They keep compounding, right? And they get to a point where you scaling the $10,000 in just 2-3 months, right? Per month, it just gets so much harder when you don't have all these tools. So someone who is like really rich, right? And let's say they're so rich to a point where they can spend $50,000 in pre-seed funding for this business. I really feel just because they have all those tools and they got people in their back corner, they got people doing the outreach for them, all the tedious stuff, right? All that stuff is being eliminated because they just dump so much money on it. They're going to be like so successful so fast because they have all that out of the way. But the thing is that a lot of people who start this, right, they're mostly, from what I've seen, 16 at youngest, maybe 15. That's a bit of a stretch though, right? And into their early 20s, and they're the ones starting this business. So they don't really have any cash flow because they're young, they're going to school, they don't have a job, right? If you have a job, it's like a part-time gig, maybe paying you $13 to $16 an hour, right? So when you have that, I really feel that just getting started, like when you're, because I'm 17, right? So what I believe a 17-year-old should do if they're just getting started in the space is that you just get a part-time job on the weekends, maybe something on the weekdays as well, if you have the time for it, and just start generating that quick cash flow, maybe get a couple $100, right? And then you buy a course from one of these people. And I know there's like such a big stigma against buying courses and that all courses are scams, blah, 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 right? But the thing is that what they teach you is that they teach you all the fundamentals. They teach you the stuff that you need to know, the stuff that is like really the information that goes beyond YouTube videos. And that information can be just so helpful. And then it can really speed up your process, right? Because I remember in the beginning, I was going through every single YouTuber in the SMMA space. I was taking notes on all their videos. Like I probably, and this was over the summer, right? So I probably have like 400, 500 pages of solid notes on the industry space and really just had to navigate through everything, right? And I wish I'd gotten a course sooner, and I ended up doing it like 2 months in, right? I wish I'd gotten a course sooner because the course literally taught me everything. And I went through that in like 4 or 5 days of just watching videos and taking notes, right? So I could have sped up the process of which I learned everything about the industry like so fast. And I wouldn't have had to spend like 2-3 months just researching what I had to know before jumping in, right? So I really feel that if you just make that small investment, it just speeds up how fast you're going to be able to scale your agency so quick. And it's definitely something I advise. So moving on here, I want to get into industry myths. And the first thing here is that, you know, $10,000 in 1 month, it is very rare. And I say this because if you're just a beginner, you're starting from scratch, you just uncovered this whole video, this whole idea of what the SMMA space is, right? Just because you watched some Iman Gaji or Ty Lopez video, right? You just watch that video and then you're seeing all these YouTubers as you literally take a deeper look into the industry and you see all these videos. They're like, oh yeah, how I made 10K in 30 days, how I made 10K in 45 days, right? I'm just telling you right now, that's all BS. Because even if you go into the videos right now, right, you watch the first 5 minutes, what a lot of these guys are going to say is that they started this 2-3 years ago, right? They had very little success. And then finally, one day in one of those 30 days, right, their agency just started exploding, right? So it took them years to get to that point. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I discovered this Iman Gaji video yesterday and I started my agency today and bam, a month later, you have $10,000 in your bank account. That's not how this works. And the thing is that just what I've just mentioned to you about like my experience with it, right? Just going through all these YouTubers, taking notes, right? all of that, all those 500 pages of notes, going through all the courses and everything, right? That took months. That took like 2-3 months of just solid work, right? Just figuring out everything about this whole process, this whole agency layout, right? And then having to go in and just figure out like what I was specializing in, what my niche was, right? And then figuring out the service delivery aspects to that niche, how to run Facebook ads, how to run Google ads, right? How to just literally even the simple stuff, right? Making TikToks, using, or what actually like what I started with, right? Instead of going and getting a job, right? What I did is that I started off by saying, hey, for $250 a month, I was literally marketing the podcast host, right? Because podcast is something I just knew a lot about, right? And if you're tuning into this podcast, you probably know that, right? So what I did, right, is I would DM all these podcast creators and I would be like, hey, I really love your podcast. Why? And I really feel that it's just meant for TikTok. And I got to ask you, why are you not on TikTok yet? Right. So I would just send that to 100 people a day, because that's what Instagram limits you in terms of DMs. Right. And just doing that, I would just get into conversations with them. I would be like, hey, I really feel that your podcast is meant for TikTok. Why don't we hop on a free 10-minute call, like a free growth strategy analysis call, right? Just so I can show you like what you're missing out on, right? And then after that, we would go on a call and I would sell to them. I would get a client, blah, 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 right? That's how I built out cash flow. And I really feel that when you're first starting out and you don't have the cash flow, like that's what you need to do. So it's not going to take you 30 days. It literally might just take you 30 days alone to build up a couple $100 of cash flow that you can start using to outsource the work and like just get further skilled people such as media buyers to help you do the work as well. And that's what I really think. Like I don't, $10,000 in 1 month, it is just, I know that is like a recurring theme in this industry. And a lot of people are like, oh yeah, I didn't make 10K in 30 days. It must be a scam. But the thing is that it's going to take you much longer. I really feel that by the time I make $10,000 a month, it probably will not be until maybe next month or January or even February. Right. And that is just 6 to 7 months of solid, like every single day, I'm just doing work related to the industry, whether it be just taking notes on a new video or doing something where like I'm doing a lot of outreach, right? Maybe just figuring out a new way to perform service delivery, right? So all of this stuff adds up and there's just so much to learn about this industry and this space. Like it's not so simple to a point where you can just scale your agency to $10,000 in 30 days. Like, it's just so like ludicrous to me that a lot of people think that. And the next thing I want to talk about is that a lot of people say that 100 emails sent will equal one client. That is just so untrue. That's not the new thing is that just because this space is getting so saturated and it's becoming like the new e-com, the new drop shipping, right? And that's where I see this headed in like a couple of years or so, right? It's getting so saturated to a point where people still think that, yeah, you should, if you just send 100 emails, right? 100 personalized emails, like you're going to land your first client. No, that's not true. Not at all. It might've been true before Iman Gadji, before Ty Lopez, right? Where barely anyone knew what this was and that, you know, it would have been much easier because it's definitely less saturated, right? It might've been true then, but now, it's literally, you have to send like 1,600 to 2,000 emails to get your first client. And a lot of people who start this, they really think that sending out 10 emails a day is going to land them their first client in a month. That's not true, because you got to send these emails in bulk. And you would have to, just to land one client in around like 10 days, which would be pretty optimal, right? You would probably have to send like 200 personalized emails a day. And that would be like 200 emails right there. And then that's how long it would take you just to get one client. And the thing is, writing 200 personalized emails a day, that's not sustainable, especially by yourself. The only way you're going to be able to work cold email is hiring people off Upwork or off a Facebook group, right? And then having them write these personalized lines for you and then sending the email out. That's the only way this is going to work, because you can't just do that by yourself. Like a lot of people say, just sending out 10 personalized first emails alone and doing all the research on each client before they send them, it literally took them like the whole like 10 hours just to send 10 personalized emails. It's not going to work. That's not how this whole industry game works. It might have worked like 10 years ago, but now that's not true. The next myth is that you should find a media buyer first. And I really think this is bullshit, because the thing you got to think about this, if the media buyer does not perform well, and you literally have guaranteed to your client that you would deliver like a 2-4x ROI, right? What are you going to do when the media buyer is not performing? Like, and you don't know how to do it yourself. Like you're absolutely fucked, right? And the biggest thing that I've seen in SMMA is client retention. If you're not retaining your clients, like, that you shouldn't even have the client in the first place. Like if you're not confident in your services to a point where you know you can guarantee that ROI, then like what the hell are you doing? Like it's so stupid to me. Like that's why I say it takes longer than a month, because you should learn the service delivery first. You should learn how to run a Facebook ad, what's successful. You should learn in a cold email, like what you should say in every personalized email, the formula that keeps working. And a lot of people, a lot of gurus, right? They are switching up that template every single couple of months, because the game is always changing again and again and again. And the same template that maybe worked 3 years ago for them, it's not working now. And that's why that, like, people who buy all these courses from all these gurus, right, and then they just literally copy and paste the same email template that these gurus are using, and when they send it out and they complain that it doesn't work, they literally think that SMMA is a scam. And I'm like, no, because you were too lazy to change up how your cold emails are and what the template should look like. And that's why you're landing no clients, because people see the email, they open it up, prospective clients, and they're like, oh yeah, this is a scam, definitely. So that's why I think that is a myth, because you should definitely know how to do what you have to do so that you can keep delivering that ROI. You can get those referrals, you can get inbound leads, and you don't have to depend on outreach all the time, because you don't want to be in a place where you sign a $3,000 per month client, you spend all that money that month on software, on more people to land more clients, right? And then after that, you don't deliver the ROI because you don't know the service delivery, because your media buyer fucked up. And then you're at a place where you're like, oh shit, now I got to refund the money. You don't want to be in that place. And that's why I say that, you know, knowing how to perform service delivery, that is the most important aspect of the agency space. If you just go search up gurus right now, like Thomas Gannett, he is literally like my favorite YouTuber in SMMA, because he's emphasizing service delivery and what you need to do. And that's why his channel has literally blown up. Like he has like 10,000 subscribers on YouTube in literally the last 30 days of making his channel, which is absolutely unheard of in the space. Next, this is a quick and easy way to make money. That is myth number 4. It is not a quick and easy way to make money. It's actually a sustainable business model. This is a real business model. And a lot of people think it is along the same lines as like e-com or drop shipping, something like that, right? Where you have to dump a lot of pre-seed funding in. Like you can technically, as I said before, you can start it for free. And the thing is that, like, as you develop more of these skills and know more about the services that you're providing, you get to a point where like it's gonna keep making you money for years and years and years. And it's not gonna be something that where the market's gonna get too saturated. It's not gonna be like that. Like even Facebook ads for e-com businesses, which is literally the number one thing that people pursue or what their plan is like when they're first starting SMMA, right? Like that is a sustainable form of business, even as it gets more saturated, only if you know how to run the ads, which is also the reason why I say service delivery is so important. Because if you don't know how to run a Facebook ad, and you're gonna come in on day one, right? And you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be making $10,000 a month in 30 days because I'm going to run Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses, right? The thing is, if you don't know how to run the ad, and then you're going on these client calls and you're saying to these e-com businesses that you're going to like 4x their ROI, but the thing is that they know more about how to run a Facebook ad because they're an e-com, right? And they track their ROAS, they track their CTR, right? They track all of that. You can't come in there as a new agency owner and be like on the call, hey, I've never done this before, right? But I know I'm going to 4x your ROI because I know more than you about this business. Like, that's not going to happen. That is that is just, they're going to look at you and they're going to be like, why am I on this call? Like, why did I agree to go on a call with you? And it doesn't make sense, right? It's not logical. So the fastest way, I think that, and this is like what I think you need to do to succeed. I'm going to break this down in 4 steps for you. Here, step number 1, you go through every single YouTuber in SMMA, you watch every video and take notes. Or you just buy maybe 1-2 courses, right? And then you learn about the whole industry that way. Like that's my step number 1. That's what I think you should do. And this is not analysis paralysis. This is literally just learning the game, learning how to be successful and not trusting all the empty promises a lot of these gurus tell you, which is literally, yeah, you're going to make $10,000 in 30 days, because that's not fucking true at all. And don't listen to that shit, because that's just going to mess with your mind. You're going to get into a place where you're going to be calling yourself an agency owner. You're going to be telling people, oh yeah, I'm an agency owner, right? But you have nothing to show for it, because it is like, it's much harder than just 10K in 30 days. Additionally, I would not focus on a website. I would not focus on a logo. My logo, if you go to LinkedIn right now and you search EWJ Media, it took me 5 minutes to make on Canva. That's all the effort I put in. It doesn't fucking matter. The website doesn't matter. The logo doesn't matter. Don't look at that. Number 3, I would say provide value. Outreach should be heavy. So when I say provide value, everything here is a numbers game, because the more outreach you do, the faster you're going to succeed. And if you go into a Facebook group and then, like, let's say your niche is like e-commerce, right? And you're running Facebook ads for e-commerce businesses. Number one way to like land a client by providing value is legit going in these groups and giving people advice. You have to be on level 2 while they're on level 1. If you're on level 2 and they're on level 1, you know enough now where you can go on a sales call and you can deliver, because you know, it seems like you have so much experience, right? You know so much about the industry, blah, 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 right? So that's what you can do. That's how you can provide value. That's how you can land a client that way. And I really think that if you're providing value and you're going on these sales calls, right? And then you're making them personalized, so that every sales call you're going to their website, you're saying, yeah, here's what you did wrong. Maybe like this, your Facebook pixel is like fucked up, something like that, right? Like you're actually explaining like what they did wrong and how they can better it. If you're doing that right, then they're going to look at you. They're like, oh my God, he's providing all this value to me for free. Like it makes them trust you more. It builds a better client relationship, right? With you, like a client agency owner relationship, right? So when you have that, they're more likely to want to pay you, because it's obvious that you know what the fuck you're talking about. And it's obvious that it makes them think that you can deliver them results, which is the most important thing, because we want these clients to trust us. We want these clients to like not ask a lot of questions and let us do what we have to do. And it just makes you more of an agency owner that way. So I would say when you provide value, when you give value, you'll get value back. That's my saying. Like that's what I think. And I think that goes for every aspect of life. Like when you provide value to other people, like they want to be in your presence. And when just like offering advice and just, you know, being there, like that's why people pay consultants so much, because they provide value to them, which can help them in their lives, whether it be their personal life or with their business. And finally, I know I've emphasized this in a majority of this video, learn the service delivery aspect first. I have to emphasize this, because this is literally, if you're going to take away something from this video, this is the most important part. Learn the service delivery, because the only way you can offer guarantees and say to prospective clients that you are going to 18x, 30x their ROI by doing it yourself, like what you have to do to say something like that is to learn it yourself. You cannot trust media buyers with this stuff. And I know I say that, hey, you should get a media buyer. It's going to make this process so much easier for you. And like when you're starting this with no money possible, like media buyers can be helpful. Like as you get into the game further and further, the thing is that once you learn this yourself, yes, go get a media buyer, because that's just going to make things more convenient for you. But you want to get to a place where you know how to do everything yourself, because if the media buyer fucks up, who is going to be affected by it? It's not going to be the media buyer. No, it's going to affect your agency. The client is going to have a bad relationship with your agency, because you promised something that you couldn't give back, right? So it's going to lead to a bad reputation of your agency. This e-com owner might tell other e-com owners, which could hurt your business. And you just don't want to put yourself in a place where that happens, right? So I would say learn the service delivery yourself. work for free maybe for a couple clients and just rack up testimonials, figure out how to do this, what's going to work, what's not going to work. And then once you figure out all those mistakes, then you hire a media buyer to make your life easier while you're also performing everything. Like, I know a lot of people, right? They, even with sales, they've outsourced it at one time or another. And, but this was after they had done thousands and thousands of sales calls themselves. That way that, like, if the media buyer did not know what they were doing, right, they would still be able to make sales because they've just gotten so good at it over the years that it becomes second nature to them. And they don't need to rely on anyone. All they need to rely on is yourself. Like, the only person you can rely on in life is yourself. So you have to mold yourself into someone that is going to be able to land a lot of clients and perform service delivery so that you have high client retention. And that client retention should be at least going 3 months, and it would be optimal if you get that to 6+ months. So that's all I have to say for this episode. And if you have any questions, please DM me at Eric Wong Jr. I would love to answer all your questions. And if you like content like this, please let me know. Like, I'm looking to make more content like this. And if this is helpful to you, please let me know. I hope I provided a lot of value here. And yeah, this is me signing off.